SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
As Ukrainians mark 500 days of fending off the Russian invasion, NATO is expected to present a package of support at its upcoming summit in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius early next week. The package will include an upgraded cooperation body, the NATO-Ukraine Council, and a bundle of non-lethal military aid to help Kiev's armed forces to reform and reach NATO standards. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says the proposal also includes setting up a multi-year program of assistance to ensure full interoperability between the Ukrainian armed forces and NATO.
Allies have already pledged €500 million for critical needs, including fuel, medical supplies, demining equipment and pontoon bridges. We will also help build Ukraine's security and defense sector, including with military hospitals. And we will help Ukraine transition from Soviet era to NATO equipment and standards.
Mr. Stoltenberg says the NATO summit will aim to send a clear message to Russia.
NATO stands united and Russia's aggression will not pay. At the summit, we will make Ukraine even more stronger and set out a vision for its future. I expect allied leaders will agree a package with three elements to bring Ukraine closer to NATO.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Slovakian President Zuzana Kaputova in Bratislava, where he shared his expectations for the summit. Speaking alongside Ms. Kaputova, President Zelensky says he expects positive results or at least positive steps to be taken for Ukraine to become a member of the bloc.
We also expect defence support packages for Ukraine, and not only promises, namely clear deadlines. And we will also discuss security guarantees for Ukraine on the sidelines of the summit, those guarantees that Ukraine needs until the country becomes a member of the NATO alliance.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine prompted Finland and Sweden to abandon decades of military non-alignment and apply to join NATO. In Vilnius, Finland will attend its first NATO summit as a member, but Sweden's accession has been held up by Turkey. Swedish Foreign Minister Tobias Billström met with his Turkish counterpart Hakan Fidan and Mr. Stoltenberg in a last-ditch effort to persuade Turkey to accept Sweden's NATO application in time for the summit. Mr. Billström says his country was hoping for a positive decision, but underlined that this was Turkey's decision to make.
The process is continuing and we, of course, are working very intensively the coming days in order for us to become member of NATO. We are hoping and looking for a positive decision next week, but this is, and I would like to underline this, this is of course a Turkish decision at the end of the day.
US President Joe Biden is expected to have talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in some form during the summit. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan expressed confidence Sweden will join NATO in the not-too-distant future.
NATO is stronger, more energized, and more united than ever. NATO is also larger than ever, with Finland having joined the alliance and Sweden soon to follow. This is important for the security and safety of the American people because a strong NATO makes the United States and the entire world more safe and more secure.
The White House has defended its decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine. Mr. Biden is likely to face questions from NATO allies on why the US would send a weapon into Ukraine that more than two-thirds of alliance members have banned because it has a track record for causing many civilian casualties. Mr. Sullivan says Ukraine's plan to make use of the weapons is far different to how Russia has been using them in the war.
So, first, we have been looking at this for quite some time. And what we have been weighing is this basic question of civilian harm. The challenge of cluster munitions, as you know, is that even at low dud rates, there are some unexploded ordnance that is left, and that could potentially pose a risk to civilians down the road. So We did not immediately come out of the gate and provide this. But we had to balance that against the risk to civilian harm if Ukraine did not have sufficient artillery ammunition.
Australia will also participate in the NATO summit, with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese having a planned trip to Germany before he heads to Lithuania. The Prime Minister will start his visit in the German capital, Berlin, where he will meet with Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Monday, with the two leaders expected to discuss the Ukraine war, as well as economic and business issues. Mr. Albanese will then travel to Vilnius, where he and the leaders of New Zealand, Japan and South Korea have been invited to share their views on regional and global security, badged as the Indo-Pacific Four. Alex Anifantis, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.